If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recorded from locations that are not 30 Rockefeller Plaza, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with comedian Wanda Sykes. Plus, he calls up late-night writer Amber Ruffin to check in. But first, here are some selections from the hottest album of the summer.
Social distancing has affected every part of American life, work, education, even music. Last night, I saw a commercial for an album recorded by two R&B artists who were quarantined in separate apartments. Take a look.
Music is a reflection of the times in which it's created. And no music is more of its time than the album Quarantine Love. Quarantine Love was written yesterday by two very old R&B singers who had to shelter in place apart. Have you heard of Peaches and Herb, Ashford and Simpson? Well, this isn't them. This soul-stirring album from Bebo Bryson and Dunny Badarge examines socially distant lovemaking, especially this hit, What You Like.
I know that thing you like,
and I know that thing you like.
So let's get together on FaceTime and do them to ourselves.
When you get this album, you'll be getting all the hits from quarantine. Hits like That's All You Get.
There's a fire burning inside of me.
And this love of ours was truly meant to be.
It feels so great. I can't wait for you to touch me.
I can't.
Squeeze me.
I can't
for you to look at me from far away.
And that's all you get.
There's also the smooth sounds of Love You.
My love in you is no surprise. Just looking at you makes my temperature rise.
You got a fever?
No, not like that. Metaphorically.
Oh.
I love you more every day. Just looking at you takes my breath away.
Shortness of breath?
My lungs are healthy. See?
Oh.
My whole body aches for you.
Body ache? Oh no, you have it.
And who can forget their soon-to-be classic song, Voyeur?
Put your booty up on that window, and I'll be on the street.
Now that's a sexy quarantine song. But not as sexy as their new hit called Let Me See Your Body.
Let me see your body, come on, come on. Let me see your body, come on. Step back, too far, too close. I can't see your head, get up, get down. The screen froze, I quit.
And my personal favorite, Zoom Orgy. So get online and download Quarantine Love today. I mean, why not? What the f*** else do you have to do?
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Our guest tonight is a very funny Emmy-winning writer and comedian. She executive produced the docuseries Visible, out on television, which is streaming on Apple TV+. Here is my conversation with Wanda Sykes.
Wanda, it's so good to see you again.
Oh, good to see you too, Seth.
We're obviously living through some difficult times right now, but are you drawing any hope from the protest movement that we've seen in this last month?
I am. They look a lot different now. You know, they very diverse. We have a lot of young people out there, which is great. And it feels different. It really does. And there it keeps going. You know, and it gets bigger. It's growing. So I'm hopeful.
When this first started, hopefully I heard this right, that your instinct was not to go march, but then you were sort of overcome by this movement, and you and your wife and your kids went out.
Yeah. It was that night that I had some had a few tequilas, and you know, and it was just one thing after the other, and I just lost it, and just had to talk to some people, and went on Instagram and went live. But and I meant what I said. I was like, you know, I'm not doing it. It's not our problem. We keep doing the same thing. We keep marching, and nothing changes. So, you know, we're the victims of the problem. It's your problem. You have to fix your problem. And when I, you know, saw the marches and how many people were out and the response and all, and from the George Floyd execution, it gave me hope. Especially when I saw also religious leaders speaking out too. That was like, okay, now folks are getting it. You know, it felt like people were getting it.
How did your children like being at the march?
Well, they loved the marching part, but then once the stationary part happened, and you had to, you know, we're listening to all the speakers, then they were bored silly. They were they just wanted to go home. They were hot, and I'm pretty sure my daughter faked a heat stroke. I'm pretty sure. I was just like, oh. I'm like, okay, that's good. That's a good one. That's good. So.
You're a fantastic last special, Not Normal. You talk about the fact that your wife is white, your children are white. How has it been in this moment talking to them? Because I would imagine children have a curiosity as to why people are so upset.
Oh, man. You know, it's been difficult because, you know, I have to tune it out. I have to turn it off sometimes because there's always something that will just make me go nuts. I just get so angry and hurt. And actually, I talked to some of my black friends about it. Especially my sorority sisters, all their kids are older and everything now, so they've been through it. So I'm like, look, I'm having issues. I'm trying to talk to my son about the George Floyd case, and he's like, uh-huh. And I said, so the police officer, he had his knee on his neck. And my son's like, yeah, that's bad. He killed him. I said, yeah. And he goes, he should go to jail. I was like, yeah, Lucas, you get it. And he goes, so what's your favorite dinosaur? I'm like, what? you know, that's kids. Hey, I got it. Let's move on. Next topic, you know? So, so I have to just let them be kids, you know? It's like, you can't, and my, that's what my friends were saying. It's like, look, let them enjoy their innocence and let them be kids. You're raising good kids. They'll get it. So I don't want my kids to later in life, you know, someone asked them, so what was your mom like? And they're like, whoa, that was one angry bitch. Let me tell you. Ooh, she was mad.
Ooh. Well, my next question was going to be what your favorite dinosaur is, but now I feel like I should skip it. Wait, if Lucas ever finds out, tell him to text me. So you grew up in Virginia. How is it felt? Obviously, that is a state that has Confederate statues. How do you feel when you see them come down?
Oh, it feels good. It really does. I know it's like saying, yay, vandalism, but it feels good. I mean, I'm glad that people are making a stand and saying this, it needs to come down. But I would like for them to not, you know, destroy them. I think they should save them and put them in like a museum about racism. And so we can see that, yeah, they actually had these statues up. Can you believe that? They actually had slave owners and, you know, they made monuments and made holidays to people who did awful things. And just for us to, a reminder for us, you know, not to, do that again.
So you produced a show, Visible, out on television, about basically just representation of the LGBTQ community in media. And this has actually been a really good week for the LGBT community, and there haven't been many in recent history, but the Supreme Court basically said it's now illegal under federal law to fire someone for being gay or trans. And do you... you know, it does, the special speaks, the idea that, like, representation in media is really important insofar as it moves the dial on public perception of underrepresented groups.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's funny, the blueprint is the same. You know, it's like the same way how African-Americans, people of color, whatever, were demonized in media. It's the same thing with the LGBTQ, you know, group, community. They painted, you know, like homosexuals as, you know, either they're the butt of the jokes or they're, you know, deviants or the crazy lesbian stalker. But those images, it you know, they resonate. And this is because so many of us, we watch TV and those images, they stick with you. So it really can paint your opinion of a group of people. So it's important that we show how TV and it was used to move the movement forward and to for us to be able to tell our own stories. And once we did, it really did start changing hearts and minds, and which also changed laws politically. So.
Well, hopefully a lot of hearts and minds are being changed, not just on that issue, but others. I do think, you know, it's a scary time, but you are one of those people who gives me cause for optimism. Thanks so much for being with us, Wanda.
It is a scary time. And let me ask you, in November 2016, did you really think it was going to be this bad?
I didn't.
No one. You didn't tell them it was going to be this bad, did you, Seth?
No, I would not have picked either of these things, and they're both happening.
I knew it was going to be some tomfoolery and, you know, shenanigans.
Oh my God, we're so shenanigans are so far.
Give us some hijinks. I was like, we're going to have some hijinks.
Oh, what I wouldn't give for some hijinks right now.
I thought we was going to have hijinks, but I never thought it was going to be world ending.
No. Well, here's, you know, I hopefully, because I think we could at least maybe get some tomfoolery out of a President Joe Biden. And that would just be good. Oh. It would be a nice problem to have.
Oh. He's going to be full of tomfoolery.
Some malaprops, some malapropism. Oh,
yes.
That would be great.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us, Wanda.
Thanks, sir.
The news right now is filled with tough headlines about the protests going on across the country, and I've been trying to figure out the best way to respond to our current situation. You know, who can I donate to? How can I be a better ally? And I thought no one would know better than my good friend Amber Ruffin. So I'm going to call her right now and ask her.
Thank you for calling Weary Black People Answering Service. Your friend,
Amber Ruffin,
is not available. If you were calling to have your black friend help you learn how to be an ally, press 1. You chose calling to have your black friend teach you how to be an ally. You chose this in the year 2020. Like your black friend doesn't have enough going on, managing their own emotions and making sure their friends and family are safe. Your black friend is too tired to teach you how to be an ally. And if you don't know how to by now, Google it. Goodbye.
Okay, wow. I guess that's true, but, you know, I do still obviously want to check in with Amber, you know, see how she's doing. So I'm just going to try this one more time.
Thank you for calling Weary Black People Answering Service. Your friend,
Amber Ruffin,
is not available. If you were calling to have your black friend help you learn how to be an ally, press 1. If you were calling to check on your black friend, press 2. You have selected checking on my black friend. If you feel like you've reached true allyship and can handle talking about the complex issues your friend is facing, you better not be the fool who just pressed 1 a minute ago.
What?
If you know your friend well enough and think they have the emotional space to talk to a white person with everything that's going on right now, you a dang fool. Goodbye.
Okay. Dang it. I just want to talk to her, and I feel like I'm going to give it one more try.
Thank you for calling Weary Black People Answering Service. Your friend,
Amber Ruffin,
is not available. If you were calling to have your black friend help you learn how to be an ally, press 1. If you were calling to check on your black friend, press 2. If you're calling your black friend right now is less about checking on them and more of a show to make yourself feel better, press 3.
Oh, no, that was actually, I was an accident.
You wanted to make yourself feel better?
Oh, so you're the one who needs to feel better? What kind of piece of crap?
You know what? I'm just going to call again, and I'm just going to listen to all the options as a means of educating myself.
Thank you for calling Weary Black People Answering Service. Your friend,
Amber Ruffin,
is not available. If you were calling to have your black friend help you learn how to be an ally, press 1. If you were calling to check on your black friend, press 2. If you're calling your black friend right now is less about checking on them and more of a show to make yourself feel better, press 3. If at any point in time you want to speak to a real live representative, say representative.
Oh my God, representative.
Weary Black People Answering Service, how can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just thought you'd be a...
Oh, a weary black person?
Yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to get through to Amber.
Amber's too weary to talk to anyone, but she did ask me to relay this message to anyone trying to reach her. And that's how you ally.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet.
Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.